In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. First, I would like to say for all of you, Happy St. Mary's Feast and Fast. I know we are getting so close to celebrate the Feast of St. Mary tomorrow evening, God willing. فربنا يجعل أيام الصوم والنهضة وعيد العذراء أيام كلها بركة على الكنيسة هنا وشعبها وملكها أبونا يونان، وربنا يحافظ على الإخوة الخدام وخدمتهم ويبارك في الكنيسة. وأنا عارف زي ما أبونا يونان كان بيقول لي إن أنتوا دلوقتي برضو في بنعمة ربنا مشروع استكمال اليوث سنتر، ربنا يبارك ويكمل عمله في هذه الكنيسة وفي كل الكنائس. Also, I like the theme of the whole revival week of St. Mary's Fast about the Holy Bible. And I hope after you heard a lot of words about the Holy Bible, we want to take all what we heard and we put it into actions. I'm sure you heard many advices and good words about the Holy Bible. But the Word of God needs to be lived than to be heard or memorized. عشان كده أولاد ربنا لازم عشان يختبروا كلمة ربنا لازم ينفذوها ويعيشوها في حياتهم، وبعد كده يقدروا يعرفوا قوتها وبركتها. And as Abuna Inan mentioned about the theme of our talk tonight with the grace of God is about how the Bible is above and beyond the time and the place. And I would like to read first a passage from the Holy Bible, from the book of Joshua, chapter 1. من سفر يشوع الإصحاح الأول. These were the words that God said to Joshua when he gave him the leadership of his people after Moses had been departed and the people of God were ready to cross the Jordan and to take their land of inheritance. قال له كده لا يقف إنسان في وجهك، بيقول ليشوع، كل أيام حياتك كما كنت مع موسى أكون معك، لا أهملك ولا أتركك، تشدد وتشجع لأنك أنت تقسم لهذا الشعب الأرض التي حلفت لآبائهم أن أعطيهم، إنما كن متشددا وتشجع جدا لكي تتحفظ للعمل حسب كل الشريعة التي أمرك بها موسى عبدي، لا تمل عنها يمينا ولا شمالا لكي تفلح حيثما تذهب، لا يبرح سفر هذه الشريعة من فمك بل تلهج فيه نهارا وليلا لكي تتحفظ للعمل حسب كل ما هو مكتوب فيه، لأنك حينئذ تصلح طريقك وحينئذ تفلح والسبح لله دائما. I'm going to read it again in English because we'll mainly build or construct all the talk upon this passage from the book of Joshua chapter 1 from verse 5 till verse 8. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success, and glory be to God forever. Amen. We noticed here that God said to Joshua about the mystery of his success and prosperous life. Of course, God knew that Joshua was a little bit scared of taking the responsibility after Moses, leading the people and walking through a very hard and tough way. And maybe this is our situation in life too. Sometimes we are so happy when we are little children or little kids. But once we start to be older and getting more advanced in age, we start facing too many responsibilities and the challenges in life. And we start feeling how we could manage, how we can handle, and especially of our contemporary time, every day there is a new challenge. There is something coming up, and we may feel what we shall do or how we can deal with this thing. This is what God said to Joshua. He knew he gonna see a lot of things that it might be a very brand new experience for him. But he told him, this is how you make a big success in your life. يعني مش كان كل حاجة لازم ربنا يقول يشوع روح هنا كده وروح هنا كده واعمل دي وتصرف دي والحاجة دي شيلها من هنا حطها هنا. ربنا مش بيحركنا زي قطع الشطرنج. لكن ربنا ادى ليشوع سر علشان يخليه ناجح في حياته. والسر ده قال له بص, wherever you go you will make your ways prosperous. So it doesn't matter if you are here beyond the Jordan or after crossing the Jordan or even going to Syria or Lebanon or wherever you go. It is a valid mystery for success wherever you go. عشان كده قال له ايه؟ لا تمل عنها يمينا ولا شمالا لكي تفلح حيثما تذهب. Don't think of going little bit to the right or little bit to the left, but keep yourself walking straight according to these commandments, and then you will prosper. This is how you make sure that you are handling or dealing with all the challenges in the right way. How? By keeping the commandments of the Lord in your heart and mind. يعني ربنا ما قالوش بص كل اللي قلته لموسى سيبك منه وهنبتدي بقى مرحلة جديدة. عارف ليه يا شوع؟ لأن الناس اللي معاك اللي جايين معاك دلوقتي يدخلوا ده جيل جديد. دول مش زي أباهم, أنا أفنيت كل أباهم فأنا مديك جيل جديد. فخلينا أدي لك بقى حاجة تناسب الشباب والجيل الجديد. ربنا ما قالوش كده. قال له كل اللي قلته لموسى تكمله. How about the change of the generation? How about now I have young people, they are not with the same mentality like the older people. I tell you, they should set up their minds according to what I gave them. It is not that I'm gonna change the commandment to match with their mentality. It's not that I will give a new commandment that will befit with the new land that they are going through. No. The sin will be the same in Jordan, in Egypt, in America, and wherever. And the spirituality and the relation and the covenant with God also will be the same. I'm amazed sometimes of how we criticize the church and its spirituality, and we say we are here in America. Sometimes this really, you know, I feel it's a hurting word, not to us as clergy. It's a hurting word to God himself. As if I am telling my physician, you know what, I have like a fever or a flu or whatever, But you have to consider that when you give me a treatment, you give me a treatment different because I live here. The virus is the same. The disease is the same. So the treatment should be the same. It doesn't matter where you are. I am sure that not because we live here in America, we are doing something different. Yes, it might be some outward different, but the main core of the sin is the same. And why I'm focusing on the sin? Because the sin is the major disease that infected all the human beings. As St. Paul said that all of us had been went astray. الجميع زاغوا وفسدوا وأعوزهم مجد الله. علشان كده ربنا ادى ليشوع الانستراكشنز اللي تحفظ ليشوع وللشعب حياته، وهي الالتصاق بالوصية وعدم الحيدان عنها، ولا يمين ولا شمال. بمعنى ان الانسان لما يجي يتعامل مع وصية ربنا ما يحاولش يلف حواليها او يتجنب منها حاجات وياخد حاجات. قال له كده، خد بالك اللي قلته لموسى هو تخليه معاك من غير تغيير، وهو ده سر نجاحك حيثما تذهب. Wherever you go. And this is the clue here for the whole mystery of success, that the word of God is in my heart with no change. Exactly as God gave this word to Moses, I receive it from him and keep it in my heart. And no matter what, there is a pressure against me to let me shift right or left, I should remember that God said to me, do not move, do not shift, do not yield under pressure. And this, actually, I will elaborate more on it later. But the point here is, we have to understand that God set for us the way He wants us to handle or to deal with His commandments, which is to keep it and with no change. And we have to differentiate, of course, here between what we call the Word of God versus our traditions or our culture. It doesn't, of course, take, you know, or we cannot take it the other way or then the extreme way by keeping everything like now what we used to see in many people, you know, they said from different religions. This because our prophet was doing so and so, so we should exactly do like him. This is, you know, very, very different. We cannot live this way. Otherwise, we will not here be glorifying the Holy Spirit that has this nature of creativity for us. But for the Word of God, as I said, it is the basic principles and morals that we learn it according to what God said. الخطورة ان احنا ساعات نحاول نخلط بين امور الكالتشر وامور الوصايا. اخطر ما يمكن على الناس ان هم الشيطان يوجههم ان هم يلفوا شوية حوالين وصية ربنا، فباللف والدوران الحكاية في الاخر زي ما بيقولوا كده بتتميع وما يتعرفش فين الحق من الباطل. عشان كده من الصلوات الحلوة اللي الكنيسة تصليها في أشية الأباء من أجل أباء الكنيسة، يطلبوا من ربنا أنه يديهم القوة أن هم يعملوا إيه؟ يفصلوا كلمة الحق باستقامة. To divide the word of truth in a straight way. Make it clear. Make it clear. And we always say, when God first created the whole universe, it said, and God separated between darkness and light, and He called light to be a day and night to be and darkness to be night. ربنا يقول لك فصل بين النور والظلمة. في وقت الدنيا منورة وكلنا شايفين، كل الناس تقول ده نهار. أول ما الشمس تغيب ونبتدي نشوف ما فيش نور، نقول ده ليل. ما حدش يقدر يجي النهاردة دلوقتي وإحنا قاعدين يقول إحنا في النهار، بالرغم ان في شوية نور حواليه، لكن هو عارف ان النور بتاع ربنا غاب. So it is night time. I cannot, you know, compromise in this and try to make it day time. No way. God separated. God said, this is light and this is darkness. The same thing when God said, this is evil, this is abomination, this is wrong. I have to acknowledge and I have to respect what he said. Not to sneak around it and try to compromise or convince myself that I can accept it. That we see it now, many people around us trying to force us to accept mistakes or wrongs under the title of accommodation, reconciliation, acceptance, tolerance, whatever you can say. If the Bible came and told me that homosexuality is a sin, according to the Word of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, it is abomination before the Lord. How come now I hear somebody telling me it's an issue of tolerance? You have to accept and you have to love. I didn't say I hate the person. I didn't say I hate this homosexual person. I hate the sin he lives in it. Even I hate the sin that I myself do it, but I don't hate myself. But do I have to tolerate the sin in my life and accept it? Here is the danger. I have to acknowledge that if I have something wrong, I have to manage it. I have to ask for help. If I am sick with any kind of sickness or a serious illness, should I tolerate it to myself and accept it, or should I go very fast to the physician and ask him to see what is wrong and to receive his advice and do it? And unfortunately, people now are trying to move it a little bit right or a little bit to the left and tolerate. But if God said this is abomination, can you tolerate a sin? Can you tolerate an illness and leave it in your body till it destroys your whole life? You will be called unwise in this occasion. ما تقدرش تسيب الخطية في حياتك وتبرر وجودها تحت أي مسمى. عشان كده مش عاوز إن احنا نتأثر بالثقافة والفكر اللي حوالينا من ناحية الأمور اللي ربنا وضع فيها تفصيل للحق وقال هذا نور وهذا ظلام. عشان كده المسيح يحذرنا: إن كان النور الذي فيك ظلاما فكم وكم يكون الظلام. النور اللي فيك اللي هي وصية ربنا، لو انت بتطفيها وبتخليها تضلم في حياتك ما تنورش حياتك، يبقى بلا شك هتروح في سكة غلط. So back again to the issue of where I live or among whom I live. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The word of God should be respected and honored more than the culture, the people, the habits, the teachings, or whatever you can say of the people. It is ought to obey God rather than men. ينبغي أن يطاع الله أكثر من الناس. ما تغيرش رأيك وفكرك لو رحت وسط ناس مختلفة. خليك عارف أن وصية ربنا لا يحاد عنها لا يمينا ولا شمال. And we come to the second issue, which is the time. The time always makes changes. Of course, you may say, well, I understand, but you see, Abuna, now we are in the 21st century. When you said light and day versus darkness and night, there was no electricity, nor air condition, nor. So we have to accept the fact of time makes a lot of advances and changes to our life. Can we still abide to things that was given to Abraham or Moses? Can we say we still belong to this generation? it looks very, you know, unreasonable to put and compare me with Abraham. It's too different. At that time, Abraham used to live in a tent. Do you want me to do this? I am not saying, again, you imitate the culture. I am saying you abide to the same word of God. Unfortunately, we don't want to abide to this, or we complain that we should not be like Abraham or Moses because they were thousands of years ago. But when it comes that we need something from God, when we pray, we say to Him, do not forget the covenant that you made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And even St. Paul spoke about how we are heirs of the kingdom of God because we are sons of Abraham. And he called us sons of Abraham because we are sons in his faith. So we still have a relation with Abraham, definitely. It doesn't mean he was several thousand years ago that we lost any connection. No. These several thousands of years are still living in us. Yes, we change it, the way we live, the way we dress up, the way we eat, the way we do everything, but it is the same covenant. Imagine when God said a very true word to Adam and Eve, giving them the blessing to get married and have children. He said to them, be fruitful, which means ithmiru, wakthiru, wamla'u al-ard. And this word had the power to keep doing its effect and its action in all the human beings. Until now, a man and woman, when they cling together in matrimony or in holy matrimony, in marriage, they can produce children. This is a blessing from God. So if God said a word from the beginning, and it has the same power till now to work in the generation of the 21st century, why we are trying to avoid the word of God? Because we are living in different time. You have to understand that the word of God is powerful and living and piercing, as St. Paul said in Hebrew, كَلِمَةَ اللَّهِ حَيَّةَ وَفَعَالَ وَأَمْضَ مِنْ كُلِّ سِيفْ ذِي حَدِّينَ وَمُفْتَرِقَ إِلَى مَفْصَلِ الْمِخَاخِ وَمُمَيِّزَ أَفْكَارِ الْقَلْبِ وَنِيَاتُ. It is really a very important description for the word of God that St. Paul said to the Hebrews. يقول كده, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. This is the nature of the word of God. It doesn't mean because God said it to Abraham or Moses or Elijah, so it is now different. No. Try it. See how many times in different occasions you feel like God is talking to you in person. I am sure many of us attended hundreds of sermons or lectures. And I am sure too that in many, many times you felt like God is talking to you personally. Maybe you sit like now, sitting on the church for half an hour or more than this, and maybe it's too boring, or the sermon, as what I'm saying, is not, you know, doesn't click to your mind. But sometimes you feel like there is a single word that God gave it to you from the whole hour of talk. A single word that is given to you in person, and you go while you feel, well, I understand that God was talking to me. Did God hear a change? He knows that you need this message. He knows that you need this advice. He knows that you need this comfort. He knows that you need this rebuke or whatever. So He will give you a message. So God does not change. Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. يسوع المسيح هو هو أمس واليوم وإلى الأبد. So what is the problem? Why this is always a complaint or a struggle that we see or we hear it every day. My personal opinion on this, it is a problem of what we call it conformity. Conformity. This word, we got it from the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 12. أما يقول كده ولا تشاكلوا هذا الظهر. Conformity اللي هي يعني المحاكاة أو المشاكلة، إنك تشابه حد يعني. أما يقول لا تشاكلوا هذا الظهر بل تغيروا أو تغيروا عن شكلكم بتجديد أذهانكم. St. Paul said in Romans 12, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is the problem of conformity? This what we see it now, that we are pressured, or we are put under a lot of pressure from outside. Cultural pressure, people's pressure, morals, values, science, whatever you can say, all these things are pushing us. And unfortunately, many people, they try to avoid this clash that will happen between what they believe and what they see in practice outside. The weak people will keep trying to take this pressure and transfer it to the Bible, the church, and trying to push so we can all be conformed and we can look like the others. We shouldn't be different. We shouldn't be different. But who said that the church should be conformed to the world? يعني يا ترى رسالة الكنيسة إن هي تتلون بكل كلتشر هي فيه؟ الحقيقة إن في خطورة كبيرة في هذا الفكر. As I mentioned in the beginning, we respect the culture, we respect the habits of the people, but also we respect most the word of God. المبدأ اللي الكنيسة حطاه ينبغي أن يطاع الله أكثر من الناس. It's ought to obey God rather than men. So if any man's tradition, behavior, morals, culture, whatever you say or you call it, will push me not to obey God, here I should set to myself this rule. It's ought to obey God rather than men. ما أقدرش أسمح لأي ضغط من برة يخليني أغير حياتي مع المسيح. وهي دي المشكلة اللي بتبتدي تبان مع الأجيال، إن الضغط اللي برة قوي، التيار جامد علينا، فنبتدي مش قادرين نقف ونقاوم بقوة إيماننا، فيبتدي العكس، إن البريشر ده ننقله على الكنيسة أو على الوصية أو على الحياة المقدسة مع ربنا، ونحاول نعمل بقى نحيد عنها يمينا أو شمالا، نغير فيها شوي. Maybe I told you before about the famous question, what would you like to be, a thermostat or a thermometer? You know what is the difference? What would you like to be, a thermostat or a thermometer? You understand the difference between a thermostat and a thermometer? If I asked a Christian person, what do you choose to be? What is your role as Christian? If you think about it for a while, what is the function of each? The thermostat is this little box that we see it in the wall, and we know that this thermostat does what? It adjusts the temperature of the whole building. So when we first came here, it was a little bit hot, the air condition was not on. So when Abuna did move this thermostat into the reading of 70 or 74. So if the temperature is 80, it's going to bring it down to 74. But the thermometer or the thermometer is this little long tube that we use it you know, to measure the temperature of a person. So when you put this thermometer in your mouth under the tongue, it just gives you the reading of the current temperature of your body. As a Christian, what should I be? I try to be a thermostat. Why? Because this means like I have the power to change the atmosphere and the temperature and the media around me. And this is what we call this active and working faith. إيمان عامل. إيمان ولاد ربنا اللي يغير اللي حواليهم. أما الترمومتر ده بنسميه a negative machine or tool that we use. Why? It just tells me what is the temperature. If I have high fever, it will tell me you have like 100 or 103 degrees. If my body temperature is normal, it will tell me it's normal. So it is just receives whatever the surrounding gives it and tells me about it. And this is the negative believer, المسيحي السلبي, اللي هو تحطه في أي مكان. لو الناس اللي حواليه ناس روحانيين, حرارته الروحية تعلى, يبقى زي الترموستات كده المشتعل, الترمومتر, يقول لك ده في حرارة روحية. تحطه وسط ناس أشرار وخطاة, حياته الروحية تبرد وتفطر. لا, ولاد ربنا مش كده. ولاد ربنا صحيح يبقوا زي الترموستات مقارنة بالبيلدنج الكبير ده كله. هو الترموستات is just a very little box like this, but this very little box can change the whole atmosphere of this building. Why? Because it's an active thing, active tool. The believer should be the same way. ولاد ربنا ليهم القدرة من قوة وصية ربنا اللي جواهم, من الوعد اللي قاله ليشوع انك تصلح طريقك وتنجح حيثما تذهب. تاخد الترموستات ده تحطه في البيلدنج هنا, تحطه في بيلدنج في اخر الدنيا, هيعمل نفس الاكشن. The thermostat will never change his way of action. And the true Christian will never change the way he reacts. When it is too hot and he needs to bring this temperature down, he can do it. When a Christian is put among a group of adulterers and sinners and tax collectors, he can make all of them feel, you know, the desire to repent and comes back and come back to God. And this is why, you know, the apostles went to preach the Christianity among people who were, we cannot say like not decent or not Christians. They were very violent. And what happened? All these people changed and believed in Christ. They didn't try to reconcile with their morals or values, but they said to them about the true knowledge of the true God. علموهم وصايا الله ومعرفة الله. ومن هنا الناس دول قدروا يرجعوا للإيمان بالمسيح. لو الرسل كانوا دخلوا في كل مكان وقالوا يعني الكلام اللي قاله لنا المسيح كان ماشي معانا, احنا برضو يهود وفاهمين الوصية, ومن لطمك على خدك الأيمن, يعني هنكلم الناس دول ازاي عن وصايا الاتضاع دي؟ الناس دي بيأكلوا لحوم البشر, ده يموتونا, هم دول يفهموا حول خدك؟ لو كان الكلام مشي بالطريقة دي. لما تقروا رسالة بولس الرسول لأهل كورنثوس وتلاقوه يتكلم ويأدرس خطية الزنا, وتقروا الخلفية التاريخية لمدينة كورنثوس, تستغربوا ازاي بولس الرسول يتكلم عن فضيلة التعفف ومنع الزواج بأكثر من امرأة, ويقول ده انا اود ان يكونوا كما انا مش متزوجين. اما تقرأ عن كورنثوس واحوالها وان من العبادات الرئيسية فيها عبادات الزنا, تستغرب ازاي بولس الرسول جرؤ انه يقف يتكلم مع الناس دول عن القداسة والتعفف. So not because the Corinthians were practicing adultery as part of their worship, it didn't prevent St. Paul to talk about virginity and purity and chastity. It doesn't matter. This is me as a Christian. I should bear witness for the truth of God in my life. I shouldn't be conformed to the world. No matter where I live or when I live, it's in the 21st century will be the same as it was in the 15th century, as it will be in the 30th century if we live till this time. مش هتفرق، مش هتفرق، لأن وصية ربنا لا تتغير. The problem of conformity is a big problem that faces our beloved children now. They feel they are very pressured to do a lot of things, and these things contradicts with what God is saying to them. And maybe it is hard for them to reconcile with this. They don't feel courage enough to stand and to be strong against this pressure. But I will tell you amazing experiment that was done by Americans here. Dr. James Dobson mentioned about, he's a very famous family counselor. He said, he was talking about this issue of peer pressure among the teens. And he said they did, or they conducted a study that was very amazing. They got a group of students, teenagers, and they made kind of a contest between those 10 people, and they told them, now you're gonna see, like we see in the projector on the screen here, like 6 or 7 lines of writing, and you have to tell us which line is the longest line, having the longer words. And they made like 10 lines, and they made sure that, for example, the fourth line of the writings is the longest one. They told 9 of these students, you have to vote for line number 6. Line number 6 was a little bit shorter than line number 4. And they told the first 9 students, so they told the 9 students, vote for line 6, not 4, although you're going to see 4 is long. But you have to vote in this order, 1, 2, 3, 4. So the first 9 will vote, number 6 is the longest. So 9 of 10 students, they knew that they have to say line number 6. So when they conducted this study, first student looked at the screen and he said, well, I vote for line number 6. Second student, line number 6. Third, fourth. When it comes to the 10th student, he looked, and of course what he sees is line number 4, but he voted for line number 6. And amazingly, that this study showed 75% or 80% of the students, they made it on different groups. 80% of these groups went through the same way, that they said line number 6, which means the peer or the pressure or the conformity has a big thing to do. Although this guy, he knew and he sees by his own eyes that line number 4 is the longest, this is the right thing, but because 9 of my fellow students said 6, what can I say? Maybe I am the wrong. So he said line number 6. And amazingly, that they did another study while they told only 8 students about this. So the 8th student said line number 6. When it comes to the 9th, he said line number 4. So the next one immediately voted also for line number 4. And they said it showed a big, big advance when just one person was added to the right category. So they said how much you can take this study and apply it for our current life. How many times we feel very weak to testify the truth of God just because we are by ourselves. And we see everybody is saying this is the right thing. So I feel very weak to say, no, this is not right. The right way is this way. So I go with the majority. But if just one person dared to say, no, this is wrong, you will find that maybe another people will follow you. So don't imagine that because most of the people around you are saying this, that all of them are in agreement. Maybe among them there are few people who are just, you know, waiting to see somebody pushing them and giving them a very strong push to go to the right way. Be this one to take the lead. Don't feel weak to testify for the truth of God. تفتكرش شهادتك للحق هتنتقص من كرامتك. الغريبة ان زي ما يقولوا كده ان هما الشخص ده الولد ده شاف ان اطول لاين هو اللاين الرابع، شايف بعينيه الصح ولكن مش قادر يشهد للصح. ليه؟ لان اللي قبله مشيوا كده مشيوا كده. So be careful not to go always with the majority. Always go with what God is directing us or directing you to go. Even if you are by myself, even if you are by yourself. Maybe you remember the example of Noah. He was building the ark. And what was the reaction of all the people around him? They mocked him. They felt, you know, he's a very funny guy. What he's doing? It's crazy. You think that God will bring a flood to destroy the whole earth? You think you are not realistic. It seems like this is, you know, like a deception in your mind. This is how the religious people think. They want to scare us. They want to tell us facts just to, you know, to make their business going on. But you know, this is not right. But unfortunately, when the flood came, who was the only one to be saved, him and his family, was Noah. So God destroyed the whole earth and saved only 8 souls of people. Amazing that God didn't look to the majority, didn't say, well, leave them because they are the majority. No. When God spoke about the way to heaven, what was the description of the way and of the gate? He said that the way is hard and tough, the gate is narrow, and the majority or the minority will find it. He said the minority, few will find it. وقليلون هم الذين يجدونه. مش كل الناس هتروح السماء علشان هم الماجوريتي. الخطورة هنا في موضوع الكونفورمتي ده انه احنا بنقبل البريشر بتاع وقتنا الحاضر والكالتشر اللي حوالينا بالرغم من ان الحق واضح قصاد عينينا، لكن الضغط علينا ساعات يبقى قوي. But the Bible is saying even if the pressure is too strong, is kind of, you know, like a flood coming against you, you still have the ark of salvation. You have the church, which is the pillar of truth. الكنيسة التي هي عمود الحق وقاعدته. So make sure that you put yourself in this saving ark, which is the church. اعرف دايما ان الكنيسة هي عمود للحق. الكنيسة بتعلمك كلمة ربنا اللي قالها من أول ما ابتدى عهده مع الإنسان لغاية ما ربنا جه وأعطانا نفسه. السيد يعطيكم نفسه آية. كل الكلام اللي ربنا قاله كلام صالح ونافع للتعليم والتقويم والتأديب الذي في البر. This what St. Paul said to his disciple Timothy. كلمة ربنا صالحة للتعليم والتأديب والتهذيب الذي في البر. يا ترى عشان احنا في القرن العشرين بطلنا نعلم ولادنا، بطلنا نأدب ولادنا، بطلنا نهذبهم؟ لو احنا بطلنا كده في القرن العشرين يبقى احنا مش محتاجين الوصايا. ولو احنا لسه لازم نأدب ونعلم ونكبر، يبقى اذا احنا بنشهد ان في احتياج لكلمة ربنا، سواء الكلمة دي كانت مكتوبة من 10 سنين ولا مكتوبة من 10,000 سنة، ما تفرقش. كلمة ربنا هي هي. This is why St. Paul, when he described the word of God, he said to St. Timothy, his disciple, and he was a bishop at that time, he said to him about the word of God, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with laying. Uh, sorry, in second epistle of Timothy, in chapter 4, in chapter 3. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. This is the word of God. كلمة الله يقول له كده. أما أنت فاثبت على ما تعلمت وأيقنت عارفا ممن تعلمت وأنك منذ الطفولية تعرف الكتب المقدسة القادرة أن تحكمك للخلاص بالإيمان الذي في المسيح يسوع. كل الكتاب هو موحى به من الله ونافع للتعليم والتوبيخ للتقويم والتأديب الذي في البر لكي يكون إنسان الله كاملا متأهبا لكل عمل صالح. This is the word of God and its nature. So how come I come today and question if this word will fit with me for the 21st century or not? Believe me, my beloved, it is again the struggle of conformity with the word. Do not be conformed to the world, but you change by renewing your mind. تجدد ذهنك. How you renew your mind? Does it mean you abandon all the old scriptures and commandments? No. It is to renew your mind. How you understand the scripture with the Holy Spirit that is in you. عشان كده اما قال الكتاب نافع للتقويم والتأديب والتوبيخ. لان فعلا ربنا عارف ان كل وقت الدنيا بتتغير، ولكن الروح القدس اللي جوانا يعرف يخلينا ازاي ناخد وصية ربنا هي بتاعة الالاف السنين اللي فاتت ونتعامل معاها بروح القرن 21، وتبقى هي نفسها الوصية اللي بتقومنا وتحكمنا وتوصلنا الى معرفة الله الحقيقية. I hope that God give us all to abide to the word of God and make it as a lamb to our feet and our path. And no matter what is the pressure from outside, it doesn't matter. Remember that you have to be an active and effective believer. You shouldn't be affected by all kind of doctrine or teaching or whatever of pressure that people is trying to put on you. You are the one to testify and declare the truth of God. And whenever it conflicts to your mind or you feel it's too hard for you, always put it in front of your eyes. It is ought to obey God rather than men. ينبغي أن يطاع الله أكثر من الناس. والإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة إلى الأبد.